Right now on VFN TV, imagine having only a window of time for great success. Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today, because Jonathan Cahn's speaking about how America has a window of opportunity to do something very specific that will determine our destiny and our blessing right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Man, aren't we pumped to be here?
Yes, we're excited to be here. We're excited to be here with you.
Yes.
We love hearing your comments. We love seeing all your posts on social
media.
Yes,
those shout-outs are awesome, yeah.
And please continue to write to us and visit us at VFNKB.com.
There's nothing like the positive comment. We love hearing the positive
things. Oh, please keep sending them, yeah.
And write to us at friends@VFNKB.com. We love getting your emails and hearing from you. We have so many encouraging things that we hear, how God's impacting your life, how the program is encouraging what you heard. It's inspired you, built your faith and maybe your business, whatever it is. We just love hearing from you.
We do. Sometimes people wonder, like, hey, does someone really want to hear from us? We really do.
It's us together.
Yes, we're doing it together, and you're making a difference with us.
Totally, totally. Also, I want to remind you, too, before we get kicked off in this program, to remind you about our free book. We have a free book for you. You know, success is what God, listen, it's not even an option. Jesus said, this is how it is. It's like a man that owns a business. He gives these talents to certain people. He takes off and he comes back again. He says, what did you do with what I gave you? And so, yeah, he expected them to be successful. So much so that Jesus said, this is how the kingdom of God is. And then he said, this one was successful. Enter into, well done, thy good and faithful service. I'll give you more. Next one, he said, you've been good what's entrusted to you. I'll give you more. Good job. Come on in. But the last one who did nothing with what he was entrusted with, it wasn't how much that he had. It was the fact that he did nothing with it. Listen, you need this book. It's a fight, because many things in the elements of the spiritual realm and natural, even yourself sometimes is fighting against your success. And strategies, there's strategies in it to be able to fight for your success. We want to give you this book. Go to VFNKB.com and just request that free book today. Strategies, fighting strategies for your success. John.
Yes.
Let's talk about Jonathan Cahn. What is he talking about here?
Well, this is so important. You know, many of us are excited about this new season that we're in for America with the election of our new president. And a lot of people are hopeful for a lot of things that have been going on. But we have this small window, this small opportunity for revival, for spiritual awakening in our nation.
Because you can fight for so long for things, and you finally arrive at the thing you were fighting for, but you're only fighting for the opportunity to do something.
To do something.
It's not like you arrive. You arrive at the opportunity to do what you said you would do when things are going bad, right?
And people have been under pressure for so long that the moment that pressure, that foot gets off your neck for a little bit, you think you can relax and sit back, and you can't. This we've been set up, we've been given a position to do something really amazing, and that's really to humble ourselves and cry out to the Lord.
Yeah, God's doing great things in the earth. He's freeing economies, he's freeing nations, he's taking down closed societies and opening them up. He's bringing revival across the world, even to America.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, great wealth has already started to come. Just like it was prophesied, great wealth transfer that's here and it's coming. You know, jobs, we have so many jobs in America right now, we don't have people to fill and they're skilled. You know, bonuses are being delivered by companies who ever talked about delivering bonuses before. We had tax cuts. All this is not for us to go get bigger houses, bigger cars.
Right.
I mean, God's transferring the wealth because we cried out and said, God, if you will free us from, and we'll talk about some of the things, then we will give you our hearts. We will do, which is, if you
we
just.
We will honor you, yes.
And so he did. He's answered our prayers. But now, you know, we have to do something. But first, let's just take a look back before Jonathan comes on at some of the things. Because if you've been with us for all the years we've been talking on VFN TV, we're so grateful.
For this season.
We needed therapy when everything shifted. We were at the point of destruction.
Yeah.
Where it was going to be all over for our nation. And if America gets a cold, other nations get the flu, say. And we were about to literally, you know, be taken down as a nation that we are, fundamentally transformed, some of the words were. You know, and so God slammed things on brakes and he began to just give us mercy and shift our country. But let's just remember some of the things, John.
In the previous 8 years, when you think about just what our country and the leadership of our country was doing.
Prior to the current administration in office, which is 2 years ago and back.
Correct. You're looking back. just our outlook towards Israel, the leadership's outlook.
It was horrific.
You had a Secretary of State, John Kerry, threatening Israel with a third intifada.
Can y'all find Angry Birds while we're talking?
Oh, my goodness.
I want people to see what it was like.
You had the previous administration meddling, all this talk about collusion and all this talk about, you know, meddling in elections. Right. We were actually meddling in the elections of Israel.
Yeah, supporting the opponent of
Benjamin
Netanyahu.
Yeah. The fact that we signed this horrific nuke deal, that they're still finding out things.
In Iran.
Yeah, they were.
That nobody even knew, still don't know everything about.
Yes, billions of dollars given to them, all sorts of things, and we're still finding out what actually happened during that time.
And they took some of our sailors and forced them to get down in the prone position and just shamed America with that, shooting missiles at our ships that were out there, nobody responding, leading from behind. It was sad, you know.
Remember the persecution that the Christians in this country were facing.
We talked about them. even in the state of, was it Missouri, where a lady was at work, and they called it workplace violence.
Yes.
She was beheaded.
In Oklahoma,
and they called it workplace violence. But if the supervisor did not have
a gun
by Second Amendment, more people would have been beheaded.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just tragic.
Yeah.
We had Fort Hood, where all of a sudden our fellow soldiers, one of the soldiers stands up and starts, you know, calling out for another faith outside of a faith in our country and our Constitution. And
we had the IRS targeting citizens in our country and the organizations who were harassing them.
Well, and before everybody shot all the our fellow soldiers.
Fort Hood, yes.
Fort Hood shot.
Yes.
I mean, here they are. You're in the same place, same base. And he started to it was terrible. And they called that workplace violence.
Mm.
Yeah, but we had that. We had the... All around the world, there was beheadings taking place.
All
we had James Foley, the journalist that was beheaded, and you know, it was just tragic. And I mean, just soldier in Great Britain.
Well, even when we had the attack in San Bernardino.
Yes.
The previous administration.
During a Christmas party.
Yes, let Americans go to bed that night, not knowing that they could identify who the people were.
Because she posted it on her Facebook.
Yes, letting us go to bed at night, not wondering there's going to be more attacks across the country when all we knew it was a terrorist attack. They couldn't even say radical Islam.
Right.
Couldn't even say those words. These were really dark, dark times.
And even our leader at that time said, we can take another one. You know, we can take another hit.
Yeah.
And it's like, this is the new norm. The quote was, this is the norm. And even that, the Constitution is like, which is like the aquarium that your fish are in and your water are in that holds everything together for your fish aquarium. That's the Constitution.
Yeah.
And they were calling the Constitution outdated. They were saying, we need to get rid of it. We need to change it. It's a list of negative rights. And it was, they were going to do, if we do away with that, we didn't have a country.
That's right.
And so now, and the flag was being dishonored, and the history, the founding fathers, there was nothing good being said about the founding fathers.
The stirring up of strife, there was so much polarization.
Anything that could be divided was being divided.
Yeah. I mean, we had literally our police officers who are first
being
line of defense.
Shot and murdered in the streets.
Yeah. Murdered, making them seem like they were these horrific people.
Yeah.
In the last 2 years, have you seen any kind of these major uprisings? Things have just started to change.
The feeling of safety. No, but it's just, you know, it's what we're going to be talking about. God has just moved majorly in this. And before we go to break, because you're going to hear from Jonathan Kahn, but I want you to just take, we call this Angry Birds, but it's actually that our encounters, our former president meeting the leader of Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and understand, ever how you treat Israel is how you're treating God, the apple of his eye. And he was always snarling and angry and looking down on. He even punched him in his chest with his finger poking at him like this. And it's like, what are you doing? These are our friends. But I want you to look back because we're going to talk about this is a window of time that God has given us and we've got to respond to it. But let's just take a quick glance back at our former president and how he treated Israel. Watch their faces.
You know, you said the other day to Jeffrey Goldberg in an interview that you plan to be around 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Therefore, you'll feel responsible if Iran gets nuclear by then. And I just realized perhaps you plan to be many years more around, if only to postpone the moment that Bibi comes speak at the funeral.
That was one of my better jokes.
You enjoyed the punch, did you?
That was a good joke.
You know, can we skip the part in which you tell me there's nothing personal between you two?
Yeah, you know, I will tell you this. I when I'm with Bibi, we have good conversations. They're tough, they're forceful. We disagree, but I enjoy jousting with him.
Did you enjoy the meeting? You remember the meeting 4 years ago here at the White House when he took the time to speak about some chapters in Jewish history. I could see your jaws locked.
Oh, no, I think I was probably just hungry and waiting for lunch. There's no doubt that Prime Minister Netanyahu and I come from different political traditions and have different orientations.
That's just a hint of what it was like. It was a totally different mindset of our country. And it's like a shame of who we were, a shame of who Israel was. And it's amazing the things. We got to go to break right now. But now, understand, God had mercy and he shifted things. It's not a political thing. God has heard the prayers, very specifically heard in our previous program. If you missed it, you got to catch that program. A word that came from Kim Clement in 2015 that said God has heard the prayers from Pennsylvania Avenue. He's heard the prayers from the White House. He's heard the prayers of America, and he's responding to those prayers. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear from Jonathan Cahn. Jonathan Cahn is the author of the books Harbinger series and all that.
Paradigm, right?
Paradigm shift. Paradigm. It's talking about Jezebel and Ahab and all these different things in Jehu. But we get back from this break, we're going to hear firsthand about this window of time. We got to shake ourselves. We got to realize it's good for a reason, so we can do what God wants us to do in the season that he's given us. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back. Do you believe in the cross of Christ?
I'm a pastor.
If you believe, then the question is, what are you going to do about it?
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We were just talking prior to the break, if you missed it, about God has delivered us from a major, major conditions, difficult decision. There was this craziness. We talked about all that stuff. We don't get to that again. But you think about it, what he did really wasn't an answer to prayer. It literally was what?
A window.
A window of time. Yeah, he answered for a reason. This is a window of time. As a matter of fact, this is Jonathan Cahn here talking on the Jim Baker Show, talking specifically about, you know, Jehu, and understand who Jehu was. Jehu was the one that came in and dealt with the Jezebelic Ahabish government over Israel, and he dealt harshly with it. He dealt with it. He removed the element.
He drained the swamp.
He drained the swamp. He really did. And but that was a window of time for Israel to be able to do something. And in the same analogy to understand, believe me, this is a window of time for us to do something. This is Jonathan Cahn right now. Take a look.
But so the point with Jehu was he was used to stop it from being sealed, to stop, to give the nation a reprieve, give the nation a window of time to repent. Now, Jehu wasn't the answer, and the answer was repentance, and the answer is revival. The election, the rise of Jehu wasn't the answer, it was the window. The election wasn't the answer, it's the window. The window can be you either, the question is, what are we going to do in this window? If we stay apathetic, if we say, oh, it's okay, we're not going to get, well, if we don't spread the gospel, if we don't go full blast, if we don't stand and be bold, then the window's going to close.
Yes.
And then if the window, and if the window closes, we're going back to where we were, but maybe even with a vengeance. So the thing is that now, this is the crucial time we are. Most important thing, we have a window of time now, brothers and sisters, window of time, where there must be revival. If there's not revival, there is no hope for America. This is the window. And the thing is that right now, you know, the political landscape changed, but the moral landscape has not changed. The cultural landscape has not changed. The social landscape, the spiritual landscape has not changed for America. In fact, you know, what you're seeing on television, it's gotten worse. I mean, that's why things are so divided. That's why much of the nation hates Donald Trump, because you got one thing going on there and you got believers, you know, they have a window and the White House, but then you have the rest of the culture. And if we don't get to that, you know, the thing, for instance, there's a poll, you know, for abortion, by the way, for years, actually, people were shifting away from abortion as far as their views. When they did polls, mm-hmm. they were actually shifting, saying uh-huh. they're for life. That's changed now. That is from 2010, it's going strongly towards abortion among the millennials, among the youth. The numbers of Americans who are saying that they are Christian was 83% in 2003. It's now 72%. That's a 10% drop. That's gigantic. I mean, that's a change. Jeez. I mean, that's a change. Like, well, you see, with the Roman Empire becoming Christian, it took centuries. This is taking a decade. White evangelical Christians in a poll went from 21% in 2003 of the population to 13% now. 13%. Those who were for the redefining of marriage in the 1990s, it was 2-1 against. 2-1 against. Now, latest poll, it's 2-1 for.
Oh my.
So now the people who are just, you know, that way, and when you look at the younger generation, this is the future. Look at how they stand with Christianity. Look at how they are with marriage. I mean, just even living together or marriage. Look at how they are with all these issues, the Bible, every Israel, every issue. And it's scary. It's something like, you know, it's bigger. These numbers, their numbers are bigger than these numbers. They are saying that it is, you know, it's heading to one out of every two children now among the younger, who are born to younger parents are born without marriage at all. That's the next America if things don't change. That's where it's heading. This is why you're seeing all the conflict. Because you have Donald Trump, you have believers who have freedom, just like they did with Jehu. He opened that window for them to preach the gospel. You got that going on in one part, but then you have the rest of the culture that's continually going down, and that's why they hate him, they mock him. I mean, if he was a Democrat and if he was for other policies, they would put up with him. But they mock him, they hate him, just as they also mock God. I mean, you never had that when we were growing up. They never mocked God, never mocked Jesus, but you're seeing that. So we are at this crossroads right now, mm-hmm. gigantically. And so the question is: so what happened with Jehu? Here, what happened? Jehu, the Bible says, he was a mix. He was a mix. When it came to Baal worship, when it came to these things, he was great. He ended Baal worship. He went total full blast. He did it. But when it came to, there were some other compromises, and I'm not saying it has to be this way, but here's the warning. With Jehu also, though, it says he did not destroy the golden calf. He still kind of gave acknowledgement to the golden calf. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between Baal worship and the golden calf? Well, Baal worship came from outside. It was a foreign thing from Phoenicia. So, but the golden calf, that was Israel's patriotic. That's when they broke off from the old. That was their independence. They worshiped the golden calf. So in other words, so Jehu went against the foreign sin very much, but he failed when he put nationalism ahead of God in this response. So he ended up being a mix. But here's the thing. So regardless of what happens with Donald Trump, we have to pray for him that he doesn't compromise.
Right.
And it's amazing. And thank God that God has put Christians around him,
yes.
which has made all the difference. But also, what happened to Israel? We don't know that Israel ever had revival in the window that God gave it. We don't know that it did. So what happened to Israel? Israel continued after Jehu, continued to go down, down and down until it intersects with the days of the harbingers. Because that, when you read the harbinger, right, and you read the paradigm, it's all taking place in the same place. It's all taking place in the northern kingdom of Israel, just at two different times. The paradigm leads up to the, up to Jehu. The harbinger leads from Jehu to the end. Listen, revival is crucial. And if you say, well, when is it going to be? The thing is this, if each of you will commit to revival in your own life, the revival begins, okay? Uh-huh. If we each would commit to be living, what would it be if we were living in revival? How would we pray? How would we walk? How would we talk? How would we spend our time? That is the way we have to be. We have to choose revival, not just wait for it. Choose revival, live it, spread the word, be bold, and revival will begin. So we must take this seriously, or else the window's going to close. And by the way, if the window, before I get to the, sorry, the window, here's another thing about the window. Because the culture is still going this direction, but we got this window, it's going to build up pressure, almost like a dam. So if the window closes, if we don't have revival, then the dam is going to break. Then when it comes back, it's going to come back faster, stronger. Mm-hmm. So that's what we need revival.
This is exactly what Jesus told us. He said, listen, if God delivers you, if he delivers you, but yet you don't choose to fill yourself with the things of God, and you just choose to say, well, I've been delivered from that, he says it'll come back seven times worse. Everybody has their free will. Even your adversary has their own free will. And when your adversary has been pushed back, they're going to come back stronger because they fear you even greater in your God. They think, we're going to have to come over seven times worse. And they're not going to give any leeway. We think the last reign of that situation was bad. You hadn't seen anything yet. Understand that there's a battle going on between God and between Lucifer over the souls of men. And those who aren't with God are with...
That's right.
Not with God. Whether they know it or not, when you're going the way of your flesh and the way that you think it needs to go, the way of pride, that is actually following the ways of Satan, Lucifer. And when we repent, we say, you know, Jesus, you're my Lord. I'm going to follow you. We make mistakes. Things happen. But we ultimately say, we're going to follow you. And it's just that form of total dependency on God and respect for other people. Now, I know we've got to go to break, but listen, that we've seen that so much. We're so surprised, you know, of that. It's like, this is the moment we should be screaming out and hollering and telling everybody, this is great. Take advantage of it. But we have people right now, even what God has done, complaining about people standing up for righteousness, and quote, pastors are saying specific things about other pastors. Like, come on, we're still on the same team, guys. And so we have this limited amount of time, and you would think, because we're praying for revival in Iran, we're praying for revival in China, we're praying for revival in North Korea. Well, guess what? This is what the Lord said prophetically, and you heard it on our previous program. Go back and check it out. But through Kim Clement in 2015, he said, these things are going to happen in the world. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. But he said specifically that the church in Iran, that's underground in Iran, is stronger and doing better than the church in the West, in America. It's us that needs to be awakened. It's us that we're like the rich young ruler. You know, we're like the rich young ruler who says, we've done this, and we've done this, and we've done this. But the Lord said to him, he says, yeah, but one thing, America, your love for money, your stuff and things, right? And he says, one thing. And the guy says, what is it, Jesus? He says, go sell everything you have and give it to the poor. For his case, that was his God. His God was money. Jesus said, you can't serve them both. And so we have to make up our mind. God's not going to accept saying your job was more important than your obedience. He's just not going to accept that. No, if you give your job to him and you work at that job as unto him, and you're the light and you represent him there, you know, by loving, being kind, and all the things that he says do, then that job is his job. It's not your job. You're giving it over to him. And that's what we need to do. We talk about that at VFNKB at VFNKB.com. You can find out more details on that. But we want to hear from you. You comment below. Share with us your thoughts. Email us at friends@VFNKB.com. We love to hear from you. You know, what are you thinking about this? Are you ready to be awakened? And I know this. I know we got to go to break. They're telling me to go to break. But understand this, that the Lord showed us so many things. And he showed me some things that were literally, just like when Jehu came in, he divided everybody up for who was this God, who was that God, who was this God, and who was for God. And he gathered them together. When he did that, he went, then Jehu went through the crowd to find out, to make sure none of God's people were mixed into the other people who had these other gods. And then all of a sudden, destruction came. You don't want to be found in a crowd of people, you know, compromising and being ashamed of God in regards to that, because I mean, God's going to deal with it. That word from Kim Clement in 2015 talks about God's going to be dealing with these things. So we got to make up our mind, whose side are we on? It's like the days of Elijah, top of Mount Carmel, and God's bringing everybody to a point, and the false prophets are shouting out from their television stations going, Jesus is not Lord, and this is this, all the wrong is right, and right is wrong. And that's what they were doing. They were shouting out all these prophetic things from a high mountain, which is their form of communication, while Elijah stood there and just listened. But when it was all said and done, God had one word, and it was fire from heaven that came down. And he said, choose who you're going to serve. That's a simple, it's not about figuring out some complicated formula for revival. It's about bowing your knee in repentance to God, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, saying, God, I am all yours. I'm all in. I'm going to learn your ways. I'm going to read the word. I'm going to go to iabide.org and get my abiding plan to abide with you. I'm going to get on Emmaus Road so I can be your disciple. You call me to be a disciple, which is to know your ways and follow them, which you can find at VFN or VineFellowshipNetwork.org. Click on, you know, Emmaus Road. It's time to get serious. Listen, the reason why you got to get serious, because God's going to hold you accountable for you. I mean, you have to understand. It's not, you can't blame it on your daddy.
No,
you can't blame it on your mama. You can't blame it on your brother, your neighbor, your pastor, your apostle, your president, or anybody. You're going to stand personally before God and have to answer for your life, which is cool to know now, because now you can repent personally. This window of time, you have it. What are you going to do with it? Listen, after the break, we're going to talk more about a success secret. But join us after the break.
We'll be right back. As a supervisor in the workplace, can I pray with a coworker? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm a supervisor in an office, and I was recently told that I cannot express my opinion in any way in matters regarding faith or religion or politics. I was also counseled that I cannot pray with staff members in or out of the office, you know, if they approach me.
Well, the idea that your workplace would be a religious-free zone is just absolutely incorrect. And a Bible study or praying with another employee, as long as it's not disruptive to the workplace, that is really what the biggest issue is. We've got great resources, by the way, available on our website at aclj.org. And I'll tell you what I'll do. You hang on the line here, Kim. I'm going to get you in touch with our legal staff at the American Center for Law and Justice, and we're going to get you some help on the situation right away.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back, welcome back. Listen, it's been a powerful program. I want to encourage you, you know, simple things. God loves us. God has a plan for you. All he wants you to do is just own it. Own what you've done and say, God, I'm sorry. And he says, if you'll repent, he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, heal their land, which is our nation, and we'll be blessed. So that's all it takes. He's not trying to do something, you know, horrific. He's trying to bring us to a place, he's going to bring us to a place of repentance, according to John Paul Jackson. We're going to get there. But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you for our audience. We just bless them right now. We bless them with health, God. We bless them with the courage to repent, Father God. The ability to own their own issues, Father God, and say, God, I've sinned. I've fallen short. God, forgive me. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I'm going to quit blaming my walk on everybody else, and I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to abide. I want to encourage you to begin to do that. Go to iabide.org and get your abiding plan. And we just want to speak by faith. God, we thank you that abortion has ended in America. We thank you, God, that revival is here, and the Third Great Awakening is here in Jesus' name. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. You know, it's so exciting to think about that we personally can be a part of what God is doing in the season that we live. So often we look in the history books, we look at others, and we say, look what they did and look what they're doing. But we found out that we can affect this generation. We found out through VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program that there is a virtual stadium of an audience that joins us and stays with us 365 days a year. And we also found out the way that we can actually get them exposed to VFN-TV and VFN Radio is through the social networking community. Over a billion people plus are involved in the social network community. And for a dollar, for a simple dollar, we're able to communicate with them. It kind of averages out to about a dollar based on what we presently know, that when we share it with them, they come and sit down in the stadium and they get to hear all the encouraging words, all the prophetic happenings, things that we're sharing to encourage them, but also draw them to Christ. Yes, Billy Graham did it for years in stadiums and did it wonderful, but we have a virtual stadium that stretches from as far as the east as from the west, and you can be a part of it. Partner today, go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. A dollar puts one person in the seat. Imagine $1 a month. That's 12 people in a year that you sat down that stays in the stadium. $5 a month. You're sitting 5 people in the virtual stadium. Or $100. That's 100 people a month that you're setting in this virtual stadium to be encouraged, because we're partnering together to bring people to the light of Jesus Christ. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.